Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Hey, Ronj, did you know it's National Password Day?
It is?
Yeah, that's it. I have nothing else to say on that point other than it's National Password Day.
Do I need to change mine?
I don't think so. I think this is one of those where there's no action needed from you.
Oh,
we're just celebrating.
Great. So I'm not getting the email that says change your password in 5 days, now in 4 days, in three, and then you get the countdown. Then you're locked out.
Yeah. Nope. It's just everybody congratulate themselves on their passwords.
Why does everything have to have a password?
Too many passwords. There's a meme where a hacker says, "Hey, I have all your passwords." And the person who got hacked said, "Awesome. What are they?" I need them.
That's awesome. Amy, have you heard about sperm racing?
Unfortunately, I have.
So last week in Los Angeles, the first ever sperm race was held.
Can you give us more details on how exactly?
So it was an event to raise awareness for declining male fertility.
Okay.
And so they had this whole event in front of a crowd, and they had a number of young men participating in it.
Oh, gross!
Well, they donated ahead of time.
Okay.
They don't do it in front of the crowd. They did it beforehand. So then the sperm are placed under a microscope.
Yep.
And it's magnified 100 times and then shown on the video screen. And they go through basically a course. It's a race course.
Yeah.
And the winner of the sperm got $10,000.
And baby.
It was a 20-year-old student from USC named Tristan Milker, which is it's either unfortunate or perfect name for the winner of the sperm race.
You know how they say baseball is a game of failure, right?
Yeah.
Like you're just not as much as sperm. Most of those guys don't make it.
Well,
there's like a bazillion of them.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And sometimes none of them make it.
So in reality,
what's wrong?
All of us, everybody on Earth has won a race. At least once.
That's right. That's a good way to put it.
And
may have lost our Alabama tickets contest, but you won the sperm race.
You didn't have a name yet, but you won a race.
Yeah.
How about that? So in order to prepare, Tristan Milker.
I feel like it's unfortunate.
He gave up alcohol.
Uh-huh.
He exercised regularly and slept 8 hours a day ahead of his matchup.
I wonder if he stopped riding bikes. I've heard that that's a... All I know is
really?
I had a friend who was a triathlete and he had a bunch of bikes. They're so weird. They're way weirder than runners. And they had trouble having kids, but then they did have like boom, 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 four kids. And he made his wife apologize to his bikes.
Wow. Actually, I kind of appreciate that.
He's like, go outside and say you're sorry.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.